All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Oh, quite a bit. let's just start off with the basic stuff, right? We're not going to dive into the deep water yet. Let's wade into this shit. Learned that being anti-Jew is not the way to go.
Come on, man. Stop saying that. You're saying that too much. It's in the news right now. A lot of people are getting in trouble.
So that's a good thing to say. Being anti-Jew is not the way to go. That's a positive thing. If people hear me say that, we're golden.
I think just because you say the word Jew, they might get offended.
No. You don't think Jews say Jew?
We can say nigga.
Everybody can say nigga.
All right. Okay, man.
Damn it. Why you see, I bet you Jews are more progressive. I bet you they allow more of that Jew talk than we allow nigga talk.
You should. The minute you say something bad about a Jew, you lose your job, your fucking car.
I'm just saying the word Jew.
I think y'all both need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I'm just saying the word Jew.
That could be offensive to them.
Could be. What are you talking about? See, you act like you know something, but then you say could be.
Hey, there's times I've heard they don't like
it. It's not redskin.
That's Native American.
I know, but it's not that. It's not that.
Honestly, what I learned was that, and this was because me, Kunta, and I were talking about some of this on the show. The reason why it's inflammatory is because during the issue that happened in Nazi Germany, Jewish people were being propagandized as being these bankers or...
Yeah, they were controlling the world.
They were doing something evil to the world. And that was the reason why it was okay to kill them in mass. So because of that, they want to shut down any opportunity someone does to sprinkle a seed on the idea that they're in control of everything or they got this secret society behind the scenes because they know where it leads to. And I understand that. So I think that let's stop talking about the dumb shit.
Okay. Well, then I probably shouldn't say that. Farrakhan said they're not even real Jews.
Again, I think that this is probably not something that's even worth...
I did learn that not this week, but should I be scared like that? Because you, be honest, look scared.
I'm not scared.
Yeah, it's just you got to be careful.
I'm not scared, but I'm just saying
I said a good thing.
It's just not worth it.
I'm Jewish at heart. I was raised up underneath the Jewish. Like my doctor that I practiced my medicine underneath, he was a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And so I, me and him were really cool. We had a good relationship.
I learned the French Regis an exhibitionist.
Very much so.
He's refusing. I don't think he's ever going back to pants.
I mean, like, it's weird because today I was like, I'm going to show this nigga how shorts should look.
Right.
So, yeah, so I have shorts on.
Right, but they look like regular shorts.
Look like regular shorts. I'm sitting down. French Regis, you see kneecaps.
You can see his underwear.
Fucking, you see French Regis, he's like them bitches that got their pockets out. And you can fucking underneath their shorts and shit.
You can see the bottom of the pocket.
You can see the pockets and shit. Like, why I need to see your pockets, nigga? You're like, wow. That doesn't make any sense. And not only that, he's got a fidget problem where he likes to spin it. Fucking twist this way. And it's not that way. Right. He don't fidget that way. He fidgets this way.
He's talking to you. Talking to us.
The mic is
but who wants to sit and talk to
like at the wall?
Well, nigga, I would prefer that if your fucking balls are out.
My balls are right out.
I would prefer you turn around.
Which is shocking because if he were as gifted as his sister said he was, you would think that he would not be able to keep all of his giftedness inside of such short shorts.
I'm a grower,
shorts.
Bro.
Not a shower. All right. There's a level of people out there that are like that.
We learned that O-Dub has reformed himself to a one house man. As long as he has 12 hall passes per year.
No, kind of, because he said he's homeless, so I don't even know if he has a house.
It's being built.
So, I mean, when you don't have a house, I mean, you're resigned to a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this works when he has a house. Like, I feel like when niggas get options, like more options, like, yeah, you going to do different shit. But O-Dub is that dude that can talk a girl who don't like girls.
Right.
Into being.
So no, you heard the problem in his story, right?
Right.
Did you hear the problem in his story?
No.
I wasn't going to call him on it. I know, usually you don't let him pass. I couldn't believe you did. So he said, this is what he said. He said that he was going to be with the one girl as long as she gave him 12 opportunities per year.
Right.
Now, why they set it on 12, I don't know.
That, once a month.
That seems odd. It still seems odd.
I mean, he can't go 30 days without some new pussy. That's about right.
Come on, man. I can understand he's like two or three. He said 12.
I can't go 30 days without some
straight. That's an incredible amount of extra pussy. That's an incredible amount of extracurricular pussy. It's an incredible amount.
For a nigga in a relationship. Right. For a nigga not... Okay.
But look, though. Wait,
a single dude. You get 12 bitches a year.
Here's the problem, though. That was only one of the options. The other option was they could swing. But he said...
No. Well, that didn't make sense.
No. I'm about to turn it upside down. Right. I thought you were going to. But, so the two options were either swinging or 12 hall passes a year. But then he said she don't like girls.
So check us out. I know what happened.
What happened?
He did like a submarine or a fucking fighter jet when they're fucking being attacked. They shoot out those flares and that shit fucking distracts some shit. That's what he did. When he said about the dicks. No, when he said, you know.
Because he did say swinging.
He said swinging and he said, yeah, we're full swinging. Those were the flares. We're full swinging. And I'm like, decoy. But how you full swinging and your girl don't like. Chicks, so with you, so then what you really, like? So then you, but then you.
You were saying, and then he was saying like, oh yeah, it's full swinging for me.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. You were paying attention?
I was paying attention. I just wasn't saying shit.
Okay.
You bet he was paying attention. Of course he was paying attention.
He was typing his ass off.
That's his fucking, O-Dub is his E.F. Hutton. When that nigga talk, he listens.
He was typing his ass off. He was so invested in whatever he was typing.
That was the fucking, that was the perpetrator. So again. When you are interested in that girl,
right?
The interest is not there. I mean, it doesn't go away just because you're faking it.
Right.
You're just finding a way to not look interested.
Right.
But in all actuality, everything you're doing is because of this girl.
Right.
To show her that you're not interested.
Right.
So it's never not like.
So the flares though, because I don't think that.
He said full swinging. And I was like, whoa, full swinging. Like, say what? Like, really? And then, well, only girl. And held up. Now here's another flare, right? Because now we're distracting. Like, wait a minute. That's not full swinging, dude.
And then it turns and she don't even like girls.
Right. And then now I don't even see the plane anymore. I'm like, what the fuck am I even chasing? Like, I'm just in the ocean. Fuck it. Where's the submarine? And again, you're right. He's talking about her taking mad dick.
Yeah.
If you said that there was going to be some swinging.
Right. She don't like girls.
Fuck fool. If she don't like girls and she's swinging.
Hence why she don't mind taking you to your girl's house.
Say what?
Hence why she doesn't mind taking him.
He dropped him off at the other chick.
Oh, you believe that too?
I do believe that he had his girl take him to his date.
I do too.
That he had him drop him off to his date.
It's so ridiculous.
But it's funny because he's like, where do you find these women? Like, this is what French Reggie's asking. Like, and I think this is why French Reggie looks up to this guy, right? Because again, as a still out there guy, right?
Right.
For like French Reggie.
Right.
He's like, I don't even know that this kind of a universe or this reality exists, right? Like, where you could have your girl take you to be on a date with another girl that she answered the phone and booked the date for. Like, where they do that at? In O-Dub world.
Right.
What was the fucking world with Howie Mandel? What did he had a little cartoon? It was called what? It was Howie's World?
Howie's World.
That's fucking, O-Dub needs his own cartoon, O-Dub's world. And he's just like fucking, he goes through these little pimp episodes.
Did you just see what happened over there?
Yeah, did he spaz? He had a Tourette?
I was scratching my ear and the headphones almost fell.
I thought he died. Jacob's Ladder, Flatliners or some shit. I don't know what that was.
All right.
Oh, Jacob's Ladder.
No, fuck that. Let's get to it. We bullshitted long enough.
We'll catch y'all next week.
We bullshitted long enough.
We'll catch y'all next week.
It's only what we learned.
We bullshitted.
What we learned can only be so long.
We haven't gotten into much of what we learned yet.
We'll catch y'all next
until you find out that the honest got a fuck machine.
Yeah, so you don't got to do shit no more, be honest.
No. What? constitutes a fuck machine. I need to know what that is.
Yeah, which kind of fuck machine? Because when I think fuck machine, I think it's the ones that the girls use for themselves.
What? Not a vibrator, right?
No. Like a box, but it has a dick in there.
Right, and it's on a rod. Yeah, yeah. And it goes like the elliptical.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
And you can control the speeds.
Yeah.
Like that bondage shit that Beyonce sent us way back in the day when the boom boom room first was founded.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah, that's what you got. So, but my thing is, you gonna do now?
You just gonna be controlling the shit? I haven't even been able to look at this thing until then, right? I had to get all that out first, and then I just turned and said, be honest, because tell us about this fuck machine.
We'll catch y'all next week.